This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. Coming up, more than one in five of all public school students are Latino. We'll hear what Education Secretary Arne Duncan has to say about how best to ensure that these students succeed. And we'll also hear what advocacy groups have to say about that. That conversation in just a few minutes. But first, Afghanistan. Barack Obama campaigned for the presidency, saying the war in Afghanistan deserved more attention than it was receiving from the Bush administration. That attention is now inevitable. October has been the bloodiest month for U.S. troops since the war began. 55 troops have been killed so far. Just yesterday, a U.N. guest house was attacked in the capital of Kabul, killing five United Nations election workers. For the past few months, the Obama administration has been publicly debating the future course of American involvement there. While top military commanders say that they need more troops, others are saying a more limited approach is needed. And one of those critics caused a stir recently in Washington. Matthew Ho is a former Marine who went to work for the State Department in Afghanistan and came to the conclusion that the U.S. mission there is fundamentally misguided and resigned. As he put it in his resignation letter, "I fail to see the value or worth in continued U.S. casualties or expenditures of resources in support of the Afghan government in what is truly a 35-year-old civil war." We decided to call two individuals who've spent a great deal of time thinking about and writing about Afghanistan to talk about U.S. strategy there. Rick Nelson is a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He's a former Navy helicopter pilot who has served in Afghanistan. He also formerly worked on the staff of the National Security Council in the Bush administration. Also with us, Robert Kaplan. He's a senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security and a writer for The Atlantic Monthly. He's also written extensively about Afghanistan. Welcome to you both. Thank you for stopping in.
Thank you.
Rick, let me start with you. Is Michael Ho right? Is it time to get out?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily time to get out. What I do think we need to do is ensure that we fully understand our strategic purpose for being there. We have to recall that we went to Afghanistan to defeat al-Qaeda. And al-Qaeda right now, its senior leadership, is in Pakistan. So we have to make sure that any actions that we take in Afghanistan vis-a-vis the increase of troops doesn't have a negative effect on Pakistan. To defeat al-Qaeda, it's going to require a very strong relationship with the Pakistan military and the Pakistan intelligence services, both of whom have voiced great concern about increased U.S. presence in Afghanistan.
Well, what does that mean, though? I mean, how do you stop a moving train? I mean, the troops are already there. They already are engaged in missions. What do they do? Just they can't stand down and stop, can they? What do they do while we rethink the exact – or retailer the mission or refocus the mission?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, one of the things in recent meetings with Senator Kerry and General Petraeus, Prime Minister Gilani said, whatever you guys do, United States and NATO, please don't drive any militants into western Pakistan while we're conducting this large 30,000-troop offensive down there. That offensive that Pakistan has undertaken is going after the militants. It's been long sought by U.S. policymakers. So again, what they're saying is just don't take any action that's going to drive more militants into that area.
Bob Kaplan, is it time to get out?
No, I don't think it is. I think that it's not just Afghanistan that's at stake, but the whole region. Pakistan, the big prize, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, and other areas. It's will Afghanistan have a future of energy pipeline nexus connecting Central Asia with the Indian Ocean and beyond, or will it be the big hole in Central Asia where, you know, it becomes the new focus, a new moral victory for radical Islam? I think, though, the president is right to reassess and recalibrate. The way it's been done so publicly and a few months after he said it's the necessary war and we're going to add more troops, presents a degree of awkwardness to it that makes it really difficult, that's hard on morale, that may compromise the morale of our troops on the ground, and is also a morale booster for al-Qaeda and the Taliban. But the key thing to remember is if the president gets this right, we'll know it because there won't be calls for more troops 6 months or a year down the road.
Well,
that's the real danger, that after this is all over and he said, all right, we're going to add 30,000 more troops, you know, you suddenly get leaked news stories 8 months later saying, well, we actually need 20,000 more. You want to avoid that because, you know, the president has, through this review, has really taken control of the policy. So he wants to get it right this time.
Well, I mean, as to the public nature of the debate, that genie's out of the bottle, isn't it? What is to be done now about that?
I'm not so sure it's out of the bottle because, during the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln replaced generals several times. In this modern, fishbowl media age, you just can't keep doing that. They replaced their general several months down the road. They fired a general who wasn't doing a bad job. He wasn't just the best man for the job, one can argue. So they got a new general, a real star, a new face on the policy, and now they're reassessing. That's awkward, but you want to now merge this new policy with the face of this new general for the long haul.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Rick Nelson and Robert Kaplan, and we're talking about the U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan. What should the future course of that involvement be? Mr. Kaplan, I'm still not sure. What is the nature of U.S. involvement in Afghanistan? What should it be in your view? Not time to go, but what is it time
All
to
right.
do?
Does
it concern you that so many people who've served time there seem to say that they don't know what their mission is right now?
Sure it does. One can even argue that what we're doing now is mission creep on steroids compared to the invasion in October 2001, which was to punish a regime after that regime refused to hand over the perpetrators of 9/11. Now this is clearly a nation building exercise. However you may define it or describe it, that's what it is.
Rick Nelson, you're saying it's time to redefine the mission. What do you have an opinion about what the mission should be? I mean, is it nation building?
Well, certainly it's not nation building. And one of the things I think we need to point out before I go directly to the question is that General McChrystal's plan is the military strategy aspect of this. The whole entire other piece that's critical to success in the region is the political piece and what Ambassador Holbrooke is trying to undertake. So I think it's going to be important for the administration as they move forward to clearly define what that political piece is and how we're going to have a stable regional dynamic there. As far as redefining, again, I go back to the reason. You can put as many troops in Afghanistan as you want, but at the end of the day, the perpetrators of the 9/11 attack, the senior leadership, remains in western Pakistan. In fact, even the senior leadership of the Taliban remains in western Pakistan. So you have to have a policy that enables Pakistan to help you eradicate that threat. That's ultimately why we're there, and I think that's something that resonates with the soldiers in the field and resonates with the American people.
I was going to ask about that. I mean, how critical is the support of the American people in this? I mean, clearly casualties are always a cause of concern, as one would expect. But then again, Americans are willing to sustain casualties when they see that there's a purpose to it. I mean, so how critical is American support? And how should that be? I mean, what should the administration do to articulate that in a way to sustain American support?
Well, exactly right, Michelle. And the president in his speech in March was very clear that we are there to disrupt and defeat and dismantle al-Qaeda. Again, that resonates with the American people. When we start possibly wandering off on other more ambiguous missions that maybe not have a well-defined end state, such as nation building, building a stable and credible government, those are all very difficult goals to achieve, and they're much broader than our initial reason for being there. And obviously, as our history has determined, if we are going to expend national treasure in the form of, our national resources, and most importantly, our young men and women that we send over there, I think we have an obligation to have very clear and very well-defined, achievable goals in any military conflict.
Bob Kaplan, is there a deadline here by which you feel the administration has to make itself clear?
There's a deadline in getting Afghanistan off the front pages. That's the real deadline. Remember, we still have troops in Bosnia. We still have troops in the Sinai, I believe, but nobody debates it and nobody cares about it because there are no casualties and they're off the front pages. We still have, 100,000 troops in Iraq? And that's drifted. Oh, in recent days, we've had a massive car bombing, but on the whole, it's drifted somewhat off the front pages. And if Iraq were to continue to drift off the front pages, we could probably leave a residual force there of 40 or 50,000 and it wouldn't be a debating topic. So I think the White House is under this kind of deadline. It's got to show real results, and we'll know real results when Afghanistan becomes a page 3 story rather than a page 1 story. And it's got to show those results in a reasonable period of time, a year, 18 months, something like that.
Rick Nelson, what do you think about that?
Well, certainly we have to have results, and we have to have results clear. And that's one of the reasons, again, why we need to focus on our primary reason for being there. It's relatively easy to measure our success against al-Qaeda and the senior Taliban leadership. I think it's much more difficult to measure the success of nation building, to assess, okay, we now have security. And those are very, very amorphous goals. And again, what I'm advocating and what a lot of folks are advocating is that we just have more well-defined and narrower goals so that we can measure that progress. Because if we can't measure it, we can never go back to the American people or to Congress and say we're winning, we're losing, or otherwise.
Can I just push you on one point, which was really beyond the scope of our conversation today, but what about the women? I mean, one of the issues that seems to resonate with the American people is the status of women there. And there are those who fear that if the U.S. withdraws, that women will be consigned to essentially medieval circumstances. In some cases, that's just intolerable to them. This is an issue that was particularly of interest to former First Lady Laura Bush. Is that a legitimate goal, protecting the status of women there, very briefly, if you would?
Well, I think, again, what it goes back to is the threat of Islamist terrorism. And Islamist organizations certainly have a terrible record of treatment of women. So, again, we need to make sure that our policy is going against those that perpetrate that kind of radical ideology that is inconsistent with cultural norms, global norms. So again, it goes back to the going against al-Qaeda, going against the Islamist terrorists. They're not only in Western Pakistan, but also in Yemen, in Somalia, and they're actually even bringing even further into the United States.
I wasn't able to get an answer from Robert Kaplan on this. We'll have to have you back to take up that part of the conversation.
Yeah.
Robert Kaplan is a correspondent for The Atlantic Monthly. He's a senior fellow at the Center for New American Security. Rick Ozzie Nelson is a former Navy pilot. He recently served in Afghanistan. He's now a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. They were both here with me in our Washington, D.C. studio. Gentlemen, I thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.